Jekka News. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 29, Johannesburg 28, Tzaneen peaking at 27 degrees. President Cyril Ramaphosa is committed to acting on the recommendations of the Madlunga Commission of Inquiry. Today is day three of the commission, which is tasked with investigating allegations of criminality, political interference and corruption within the criminal justice system. Ramaphosa told the SABC that some of the things that are already coming out of the commission are worrying.
In many ways, the Madlunga Commission process is what I would call going to be quite transformative. It's going to lead to a number of changes so that the rule of law is properly consolidated in our country.
The Gauteng Transport Department has condemned the brutal killing of the National Taxi Alliance chairperson Tami Moyo. He was shot dead while driving along the Soweto Highway in Diepkloof yesterday. The department spokesperson Nasiba Mpia says Moyo played an important role in the taxi industry.
The MEC strongly condemns this heinous act, the senseless act of violence, which has not only robbed the taxi industry of a dedicated leader, but also left a painful mark on his family, colleagues and the broader transport sector. The MEC extends heartfelt condolences to the family, friends and colleagues of Mr. Moyo, as well as the leadership and members of the NTA.
Now, a high-level police investigation is underway. Here's the police's Mavela Masson.
We cannot confirm that it's related to taxi violence, but we suspect that it is related to taxi violence, taking into account that the victim is the chairman of the taxi association. If there's anyone who's got information to apprehend the suspect, please let them come forward.
In other news, FNB says the South African Reserve Bank Monetary Policy Committee's decision to keep the repo rates unchanged at 7% is a sign of an emerging improved economy. The prime interest rate, the rate at which commercial banks lend to customers, is also unchanged. Here's FNB's Esther Osh.
What are some of the smart moves that you can do? It is a time to be very mindful about paying off your short-term expensive type debt, but also to be very cautious about taking out extra debt at this moment in time. For those of you that are having savings, no need to adjust the budget at this moment in time.
In news abroad, President Donald Trump has said that Putin has really let him down. He spoke alongside Prime Minister Keir Starmer during a press conference yesterday. Trump also says he's disappointed that he hasn't been able to settle the war in Ukraine.
We've solved seven wars, wars that were unsolvable, wars that couldn't be negotiated or done. We've done, the U.S. has done seven of them. The one that I thought would be easiest would be because of my relationship with President Putin, but he's let me down. He's really let me down. It was going to be Russia and Ukraine, but we'll see how that turns out.
And finally back home, it's a very special day for Jacaranda FM's Good Morning Angels, with the annual golf day now in full swing at the Irene Country Club. This year, it's 20 years since the start of the Social Upliftment Program, which has been changing lives for good every single Wednesday. Last year, Good Morning Angels distributed more than 4.8 million rand in assistance with medical-related queries. This included the funding of a new burns unit at the Rob Ferreira Hospital in Mpumalanga. I'm Chanel September. More on all of these stories at jacarandfm.com. Our next bulletin in Afrikaans at 11.
Let's go. Jacaranda FM, live from the Good Morning Angels Golf Day.
Like when you said you felt so happy you could die.